This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I've been ranting, Kit, cutting into your time. I appreciate the great work you did. Go ahead and make some points in closing, then Owen Sawyer will, and David Knight's taking over.
Well, like I said earlier, the fact is that Bilderberg, the left, is always controlled by Bilderberg and these other global bodies, and they have all this legitimate frustration at the establishment, but they're always steered towards using that frustration onto nonsense issues.
They advertise being leftism as the way you're rebellious. No, free market's the ultimate rebellion because it puts you in charge.
Yeah. And Bilderberg represents everything that the left stood against. You know, you got Bilderberg, just like, what, 0.11001% of the population in control? It's like a bunch of old rich white guys that have been like 10, 12 generations. People give Trump crap for getting a $1 million loan and making it into $1 billion. Yet you got the Bilderberg elite that are
what? Just trillions of your tax money.
Yeah, they've been rich. They're old money rich families. They've been around for like 500, 600 years.
And we're not class envy. Just stop trying to get rid of the class altogether, so we can't be part of the
middle class. The elitism that is controlling everything and funneling all the wealth and resources to a handful of families.
Vertical integration.
Yeah, and that is not free market.
That's their admitted plan too. Total consolidation.
Yeah, and then the left is always against war, but then Bilderberg, it's been documented that they have fueled every single major conflict that's been around for the past 50, 60 years.
Oh, yeah, I was there it was 8 years ago. There was in Chantilly.
And the left is always about inclusiveness, yet Bilderberg, there's like, what, less than 25% of the attendees at Bilderberg this year were women, even less than that were minorities.
Oh, I was at Chantilly. I've been there three times, and Bilderberg's there, so I've been there twice. You guys have been there the third time. And this guy pulls up, works for the State Department, and gave me his card. He said, I trust you, don't burn me. He goes, there's all these documents. This is Bilderberg with the CIA, State Department, how they were overthrowing the unions, jobs, but and then turning the unions into bad things. And it was all the documents, how they did it. It was incredible.
Yeah, because even some of the people that go to Bilderberg, they don't necessarily agree with all of the worst policies of Bilderberg.
Peter Thiel does it. Yeah. I'm not lionizing him. Great points, Kit.
Well, and Alex, there were a lot of the police officers that were on the scene that were listeners of yours as well.
Oh, they talked to me, a lot of my listeners.
And I think that there's a new momentum, and I think the Bilderbergers are starting to feel the heat.
Well, here's what happened. When I was first there, I guess it was like more than, say, every 4 years they're there. So it was, how many years would 444 be? 12 years ago. Wow, I'm getting old. I was first in Chantilly 12 years ago, and the cops didn't know we were, and they've been told we're planning violence. A few of them are listeners. And they kind of left us alone by day two. The next time, hey, Alex, how's it going? Hey, want some Gatorade? Oh, yeah, well, these guys, your camera off? F them. I know they, blah, blah, blah. We're going to win. And then I guess by this time, it was the same cops in Chantilly. How were they?
Well, the cops were fine. And I think that they were a little upset that they basically had to get public funds to basically do nothing and protect these rich elites with public money.
This is a good point. There was a festival in Fairfax County, I believe, down the street from Chantilly. And there's hardly any cops there because all the cops, the county cops, got pulled onto Bilderberg.
Sure, but I just feel the cops liked us by the second time I was there.
It's not just the cops.
How were they by the third time?
They were very nice. Like I said, they were smiling. They were cordial. They said to say hi, you know, give Alex our shout out, you know. And I will also say this.
That's victory.
I'm going to look into this a little bit more, and I don't want to throw this source under the bus because they shared with me some private information, but it's more than just the cops. The other people that are involved, the other people providing security and other things for this event, they also, I think, are more.
They already know. The Marines and everybody hates.
And so,
because they all know Trump's in. They get like, Trump's at the White House. We're protesting this. This is the enemy.
And this is the winning team. And that's what happens. People want to be on the winning team. We're the winning team, so join the winning team. I want to put out a few facts here before I get off, Alex. Just to point out the modern day craziness that we're living in with the Overton window. Liberals, this just shows you the mindset of liberals right now. They're more upset. They were more furious over Donald Trump removing the United States from the Paris Climate Accord than they were over the terrorist attack in London. And then they are over.
Hold on, David Knight's not going to mind. You guys, he was part of the show. He'll be happy. Do one more segment with David. I'm going to get out. He'll come sit in this chair. You come make your points. 51 more segment, and then David will host the rest of the show. So David Knight's coming in right now. He'll have his own show soon, so he'll have more time than he wants. And he always does a great job. And I'll have David come in and take over. Please don't forget, folks, the big specials, the biggest ever, really, on Trevor Products in today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
you. Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here with Kit Daniels and Owen Schroeder. Of course, we were at Bilderberg this last week. Owen was just making a point before we went to break in the last segment. Owen, finish up with the point that you were just about to get to before you ran out of
time. Well, one thing that I at least hope for people that are in the middle ground right now, as politics seems to have so much gravity, everybody is starting to become interested in politics, is trying to expose the doublethink mindset of the left. What I was saying before the break is just look at the liberals, look at the Democrats. They're more upset over a Paris climate agreement that they've never read, they don't know any details of. They're more upset with the United States getting removed from that than they are over millions of aborted babies, than they are over radical terrorist attacks. I mean, that's just a fact. You can look at their reactions and how they respond to it. Another thing, you know, we just report on the truth about radical Islamic terror, okay? I've never said that every Muslim is an evil person. I've even said many times I've met many peaceful Muslims, okay? So I will sit here and say that there are peaceful Muslims. Not every Muslim is a peaceful or somebody that wants to kill you or stab you or throw gays off of roofs, okay? Those are heretics. But you don't have people on the left admitting that there are violent Muslims. They just completely ignore that, even though there's video in the streets again now after the London attack. There's videos of Muslim people getting out of their cars celebrating in the streets after the most recent attack in London. So the liberals will just completely ignore that. And then another thing that we briefly talked about earlier, we didn't make to the story, but we filed the report. You can see it on the Alex Jones YouTube channel. CNN admits man-made climate change. They write a story about how NASA is sending up chemicals into the sky. Strontium, barium, chemical mixtures into the sky. They're going to blow them up in the sky. And then they're saying it's a magic light show and you get to see the new clouds being made and it's going to look cool. Woo! And even though they've had to now delay the launch of this because the chemicals were going to fall back down to the earth and harm humans, it's okay to put in the sky, though. So thank you, CNN, for covering that as you report on man-made global rain. Climate change, but ignore the actual man-made climate change. And then the final thing I wanted to say, too, was front page of the Wall Street Journal, jobless rate lowest in years. Okay, and that's what Donald Trump thinks is going to rejuvenate this country, getting people back to work. So he is coming through there. Jobless rate is now at historic lows in recent years.
Spot on. Spot on. I would disagree with one thing you said, Owen, and that would be who the heretics in Islam are. Are the heretics the people that are peaceful, or the heretics, the jihadis? I would say that the heretics are the people who are peaceful. I would say that they're the ones who don't know what the ancient texts
are. That's what
are.
I meant. Thank you for clarifying that.
And exactly. I know that that's what you think. And so we have to understand that. And I think the CNN photo op, Owen, that we saw is evidence of that. Because why don't we see this massive pushback from true Islam against the jihadis? Well, of course, we don't see that. So CNN has to manufacture it. And as I tweeted out, here's the steps for CNN. Number one, call central casting. Number two, get some Muslim women. Number three, as you can see in that video, position them carefully into a photo op and then give them your scripted narrative about how this is not true Islam. No, it is true Islam. It is true Islam. You have to understand, I got into this immediately when I put out when this first came out, I said, unconfirmed report, car drove into crowd, three men jumped out with knives, slitting throats, stabbing a girl in the chest, so forth. I said, religion of peace. And this woman came back to me and said, very Christian of you, what would Jesus say? And I said, well, what Jesus would say and do is that we have to defend innocent life. And, of course, we know that Jesus went after the bankers. The bankers are the ones who are ultimately behind this. They're the ones who started these wars. They're the ones who are sending our troops abroad and then bringing the jihadis into our country. That's kind of a foreign exchange student program that they've got going from Bilderberg, from the bankers, from the globalists. And so I said, well, you know, why don't you just read what Jesus said and did? She said, why don't you think for yourself and stop reading these ancient texts? Well, you need to read the ancient texts to understand the foundations of our Western society. They're Christian. And you need to read the ancient text to understand the foundations of Islam. It is anti-Christian. It is the cult of death that you see in the streets here. So we have people who are cultural Muslims who don't do any of this. And, of course, you see this unfolding in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. You've had a large area there that has been Muslim since the 1300s. Mm-hmm. But you didn't have this kind of conflict that they're having now in the Philippines until just recently. Yeah. It began to build. First, they demanded that they have a separate government. So they created Muslim Mindanao as an autonomous region. Mm-hmm. And so they got their autonomous government. And then they got the lowest per capita income of any part of the Philippines because they isolate and ghettoize themselves. And then they had this massive influx in recent years of foreign Muslims coming in who are pushing true Islam, I would say, who are pushing fundamentalism.
Hardcore Wahhabis.
And you know, when we talk about fundamentalism, what that means is that you go back to the core beliefs of your religion. That is what is fundamental to it. So we talk about fundamentalist Islamicists, the jihadis. That is true Islam. And so these true Islamicists come in. And it's like, no. You don't want to have anything to do with the kafir. You must kill them wherever you see them. You must do it for Allah. And the next thing you see, they're slitting throats.
Well, the people the mainstream media is always claiming is so-called moderate Muslims are the ones cheering on these terrorist attacks. Yeah, they're peaceful, but they're still cheerleading on, you know, London attack and all these truck attacks. And
like the mayor, don't worry about it.
It's just part and parcel.
Yeah, and this isn't even an attack on Islam, but the problem is that now the orthodoxy is, like you said, it's Wahhabism. It's the fundamental violent Islam.
Yeah.
Well, and think about this, too. Remember, after a terror attack happens, Trump says, this is why we need the travel ban, this is why we need the border wall. And then the entire left media says, oh my gosh, look at evil Donald Trump trying to politicize a terror attack. Oh, really?
All the time.
Oh, really? CNN? You literally staged an event to politicize a terror attack. Nope, they don't fall in under any attack for that, though. They get to politicize it to however extent they want, not President Trump. He doesn't get to touch it.
You know, one of the reports that I did when we were there was he was so nice. He was just such a nice guy. And that's what his neighbors were saying about him. And, of course, this is a guy who the neighbors, even though he had been the star of a documentary done by the BBC called The Jihadis Next Door that came out last year, his neighbors still didn't know that they had a jihadi in their midst. This is a guy who, with a bunch of other people, went down and unfurled a flag. They worshipped an ISIS flag. And then they got into an altercation with the police. The police didn't arrest them. They didn't deport them. I wonder, guys, what do you think would have happened in 1940 when the British were fighting the Nazis if they had a guy parading around in a Nazi uniform with a Nazi flag holding Nazi rallies in the middle of London?
Actually,
I think something would have happened to him by the people. They would not have been that much asleep.
That actually did happen. You remember you had the American Bun Society, which is basically an unofficial Nazi party in America. They were shut down by like 38, 39.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't even go out on the street. I think their leader even got arrested at one point.
But today, that doesn't happen. Why? Because they have been thoroughly indoctrinated in the government schools to say, don't criticize these people. And as I pointed out to this woman, I said, so you don't have a problem attacking Christians. You will not defend them. You'll verbally attack them as they're being physically attacked by the people that you defend. This is the ultimate in political correctness. And it was absolute political correctness for the government. The BBC is documenting this guy. The British police see this guy here. He's a known individual. And yet what they're telling us today is like, yeah, we knew he was a jihadi. We knew he loved ISIS. But we didn't know that he was planning anything.
Dave, this reminds me of the whole clock kid thing from about 2 years ago in his family. The Obama administration, the mainstream media, were trying to create this appearance of this family as being, you know, moderate Muslims, and this kid was just a tinkerer, you know, an inventor kid, and this and that. It was just this whole fake narrative to make this family look like, you know, the peaceful Muslims down the street you don't have to worry about. That's why we need to bring more of them in. But it was a complete fabrication. That's it. As I exposed in a video, this kid, all he did was take apart a clock and throw in a suitcase.
And it was actually his dad that did it.
Yeah.
Set up the whole
thing.
And
his dad turned out to be this huge activist who was pulling off stunts like this.
Well, they want to pin us down, though, and because we didn't like George Bush bombing in the Middle East, forcing regime change. We didn't like Obama doing that. But that doesn't mean that we have to take all these people in. They try to say, oh, but look at all the bad things the United States has done in the Middle East. Yeah, we reported on it. We didn't like that, but I still want to protect my self-interest. I still want to protect my country.
Well, the issue is that they use that as an excuse to bring these people in. And going back to my analogy of a guy parading around in a Nazi uniform in the height of World War II in London, what would people have done? They would have attacked him, of course. And that's precisely what they want to do. The people today that are there, the jihadis that are brought in, they don't wear a uniform, do they? They don't self-identify, except sometimes when they unfurl the ISIS flag, they don't self-identify. So they want to get to the situation where, because somebody looks Middle Eastern, or because somebody is, let's say, maybe wearing a turban, and they might be a Sikh who has absolutely nothing to do with Islam, but then they get attacked by skinheads, for example. They want to create this division, this chaos, which will lead to a civil war. You have to understand the Bilderberg individuals have plotted out this consolidation, this destruction of national sovereignty for a very long time. They're the ones who are behind the regime change in Libya, in Syria, that has fomented ISIS, that created ISIS, that is now bringing this into our country. And they want to create regime change, chaos, and civil war in the West. They're doing it very gradually. This is how it is escalating. Believe me, it's not going to be that much longer before, even in London, you're going to have people being attacked because they look like they're Middle East if this continues. And that is precisely what they want.
Yeah, exactly. It's about turning over this whole thing against radical Islam back into this race war narrative that they control.
Yes.
It's just manufactured chaos.
Yes.
Well, it's amazing, too, how you can have such a radical difference just in a short time span of 16 years where you go from literally saying you're launching a war against Islamic terror, blaming Islamic terror for the biggest terror event in United States history on 9/11, to now saying, oh, these are peaceful people. We need to let them in.
That's an excellent point.
So it's just like, how do we go from that narrative to the complete opposite in 16 years, and the entire public is just remaining asleep on the whole deal?
If you go with the official story on 9/11, it's like we're supposed to go into Iraq, which is the most secular country in the region, because
that's where they went first.
Supposed ties to 9/11.
Total non sequitur. Just now they want to.
But now it's like, not only is Iraq a mess, But the whole Al-Qaeda, ISIS, you know, whatever name it is now in the West.
So after 9/11, they invade Iraq, and now they're going to invade the Internet because it's free speech that's the problem.
Meanwhile, the very Islamic extremists that we launched the war on terror against under George Bush are invading us in Europe.
All right. Thank you, guys. Great job in Bilderberg. We're going to be right back. I'm David Knight. Stay with me.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We've got it done.
The Christmas is coming to you.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're just talking to Kit Daniels and Owen Schroyer, who were with me at Bilderberg in Chantilly, Virginia this last week. We had a lot of press coverage this year from the European press, not from the American press, but a lot of press coverage from the European press. But most of it was of the don't worry, there's nothing to see, move along variety. And I want to give you two articles from The Guardian, I think, that illustrate the smokescreen that most of the mainstream media does out there, and then a cutting satire that gets directly to the heart of it from Charlie Skelton, who has been a reporter for The Guardian, mainly for Bilderberg. He's been a comedian in the past, and he has biting satire to get to the heart of this. But first, let's talk about the guy who tries so desperately to be funny about this. This is Phil Hode from The Guardian. He says, Chantilly is in the spotlight inside the secretive Bilderberg's home away from home, because it was the fourth time that they were there. So he says, why would they be in Chantilly, Virginia for the fourth time? And, you know, it's interesting because even though they were there for the fourth time, the people who lived there had no idea what Bilderberg was. They had no idea that Bilderberg was going on. They had a festival in the area that was going from the 1st to the 4th. Actually, I think it hung over a little bit to the 5th, but covering the 1st to the 4th Bilderberg meeting. So it completely moved everybody away from Bilderberg, away from any concern, over to the bread and circuses. Don't worry, there's nothing happening here. And then to help that, we have this puff piece from The Guardian, presumably about Bilderberg. But then he talks about Chantilly. He talks about the demographics of it. He talks about the fact that it's a small community. And one of the things that he doesn't talk about is the fact that this small community, even though they're not aware of it, like all the other small communities or towns where this is held, they're going to be paying the security bill. But, of course, they will not have it part of that town. They will move it into Fairfax County, Virginia, in general. So much larger jurisdiction so that people don't notice the additional security costs. And some of the people that were there that we talked to said he overheard one of the policemen say, can we pull back some of the police officers that we've got here because the crowds are not as big as you guys thought they might be. They said, no, we want to keep you guys all there. And they were frustrated because they knew that was coming out of their budget. But here's what the guy who was covering what was happening there at the Bilderberg as a smokescreen says. Bilderberg has become, or Chantilly has become, Bilderberg's home for away from home in recent times, having served as a conference's venue in 2002, 2008, 2012. Sure to be in attendance are the scrum of protesters, alt-media, conspiracy theorists, Illuminati watchers, and anyone else keen to see the world elite turn into lizards after supping blood out of the Holy Grail at midnight. But this is what Charlie Skelton has to say. Also from The Guardian, he really understands what's going on. If you look at his article, it starts with a picture of two individuals. One of those individuals is not on the official attendee list. See, now they're all out in the open, aren't they? A little bit. They tell us what their agenda is, or what they want us to think their agenda is. They tell us what their attendee list is, or what they want us to think their attendee list is. But then you stand there and you take pictures and you see these two individuals that he's got right there, Spanish economy minister and then a man from the World Bank was not on the official agenda. And this is what Charlie says. He says they like to put jokes out. They're very big about jokes. They like to describe themselves as, quote, a diverse group of political leaders and experts. And he says, well, that looks very sarcastic. He says they're trumpeting the diversity of a Congress, of a conference, where less than 25% of the participants are female, which would be a huge step forward, he says, if it was 1963. But he said perhaps by diverse, what they mean is that some of the participants own hedge funds, whereas others own vast industrial conglomerates. That's kind of diverse, right? Some are on the board of HSBC. Others are on the board of BP. Some are lobbyists. Others are being lobbied. That's the diversity that you see at Bilderberg. And it goes on. But my favorite joke of the year from their agenda is this. The war on information, as if they're concerned about fake news. The people who for 20 plus years got away with pretending that they didn't even exist. And it was after 21 years that Jim Tucker started covering them in 1975. And gradually, as we had the Internet and we had Alex Jones come along with documentaries with Jim Tucker and other things, we gradually began to understand. And we just talked to Daniel Estulin a couple of weeks ago, talking about his new movie, The Bilderberg Movie. You can see that at thebilderbergmovie.com. We've had books written. We've had documentaries done about it. But so now they're trying to pretend that they are talking about something completely different. And as you see these people and you try to pin them down, they say, well, we can't talk to you, you know, Chatham House rules. Well, we got our own rules, don't we? We have laws, we have constitutions in all these different countries. We've had situations where, remember when Senator Tom Cotton, who was there, remember when he wrote that letter to Iran saying, we're not going to have, the next president, if it's not a Democrat, is not going to abide by this agreement, just so that you know. They accused him of violating the Logan Act, jumping in unauthorized into foreign policy issues. What do you think is happening at Bilderberg? We've said that every year. Ron Paul has said they need to prosecute these people under the Logan Act. Nobody from the press is there making that claim now about that same senator. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I want to talk a little bit about Bilderberg here. But the key things, I think, this year about Bilderberg that really made it incredibly relevant for people were the withdrawal from the Paris Climate Agreement and this terrorist attack that we saw in London. Both of those things were intricately tied to Bilderberg. And as I said, most of the people in Herndon, Virginia, really didn't know what was going on. And they would pull up and they would say, why are all these people gathered out here? And we would say, Bilderberg. And you'd see them like, what? What's that? You know? And it's like, we don't have time to tell you. So I shot four short videos, 3 to 5 minutes long, put them up there. This is what Bilderberg is. This is how it started. This is the framework of world government that they're trying to lay with their tactics and so forth. And here's where we are. Here's how people uncovered it, how it was hidden for a number of years. And now it's somewhat known in some circles of people who are looking at it, hoping that we can light a fire in people's curiosity so they can then go do their full research. As I said before, there's been a lot of books, there's been documentaries done on it. I can't lay all this out, nobody can, in a single video, in a single documentary, or a single book. But if you are interested, that's what education truly is. You're not filling a bucket. You're not stuffing information to people that don't want it. They have to want to know. If they want to know, they can wake themselves up. They can do their own research now on the internet. When I first heard of Bilderberg, I scoffed at it, just like these people who, most of them drove off. It's like, oh, that's kind of strange. That's weird. These people are crazy. Maybe they think that they're going to drink blood and turn into lizards at night. No, that was The Guardian putting that out. But I was skeptical of it because I hadn't heard of it. And at the time I heard of it, there was no internet to do that kind of investigation. So gradually that information came in. So we just want to get people interested in that. Before I get back to these two issues and how they play into Bilderberg this year, I just want to remind you of the specials that we have, one of them ending. It's the last chance for the Support Patriot Media beginning summer sale that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's going to end tonight. Things like Silver Bullet, 65% off retail. And let me tell you something. This is something I always travel with. We're out there in Virginia going around the woods and the trees and stuff. I got a deer tick on me, pulled it off. The first thing I do is I put, even though this is not like a lotion or something, I found that if I get a cut or something that is going to turn into an infection like a tick bite, I always put Silver Bullet on it. And lately, every time I've used it, I'm not saying lately, but every time I have used it, it has kept it from getting infected. So I'm hoping that's going to be the situation with this deer tick bite as well, because Lyme disease, we can talk about that someday, where that came from. Nevertheless, Silver Bullet, I always travel with it, 65% off retail. So, Super Male Vitality, back in stock, 30% off. Survival Shield, that's our X2 nascent iodine, 40% off. Brain Force, 47% off retail. I had a guy come over to me who was a programmer. He said, hey, I've been listening to you on the radio. I want to come over and shake your hand. I hear you all the time. Knew you were here. And he pulls out of his pocket. I said, look, I got Brain Force. I said, yeah, that's exactly what you need. If you're doing brain work or if you just want to make sure that you can recall things, Brain Force is my favorite supplement. 47% off. Knockout, 50% off. If you're having trouble sleeping, if you're traveling and you've got a change in your schedule or jet lag, Knockout is perfect for that. It's not only does it have melatonin, but it's got a lot of other natural things like L-tryptophan, which is in Turkey. And so that's, you know, you always get sleepy after a big meal, but especially when you have turkey. So it's got a lot of natural ingredients, and there are a lot of herbs that are very mild but effective. You find that natural ingredients to help make you sleep and knock out. All InfoWars Trump T-shirts, 75% off retail. This is while supplies last, but the sale will not last. It is going to end tonight. So take advantage of those massive discounts. This is from 30, 40, 47, 50%, 65%, 75% off those items I just told you about. All right, let's go back to this. You know, one of the things, when we were coming, flying back last night on the plane, they had the ability to watch movies. It was in the back of the seat. You could pick your movie that you want to watch. I watched Harry Benson shoot first. Now, maybe you know who Harry Benson is. He's an iconic photographer, especially the middle of the 20th century. The first time people really noticed him was when he was documenting the Beatles' trip to America. But this guy has filmed politicians, celebrities, or he gets these very wonderful, candid shots. And so they did a very interesting documentary with him, and he was at the center of everything for Life magazine, other magazines that he did contract work for, especially in the 60s, 70s, even into the 80s. He still does a lot of work, but he was getting the biggest stars at those period of time. And the idea, shoot first, was that wherever he was, he had to take a picture. There you go. There's some of his iconic pictures. And of course, one of those is the picture, that one, go back one, where you've got the Frank Sinatra in the mask with Mia Farrow going to this costume ball. And of course, the pictures of Muhammad Ali, the picture of Muhammad Ali standing next to the four Beatles, dwarfing them. You don't realize just how big Muhammad Ali was until you see them standing next to the Beatles, and he's got his arm outstretched to the right. There's the one with Frank Sinatra and Mia Farrow, which was kind of strange. But that was a big ball that was done by Truman Capote. Anyway, it was a very interesting documentary. But one of the things that was most interesting about it, I thought, was the controversy about the fact that he took pictures of Bobby Kennedy as he lay dying in that hotel room as he was assassinated. and I've talked to Dr. Pepper, and I'll talk about that in just a minute, but he got into a lot of criticism because he was right on top. They're taking pictures. At one point, Bobby Kennedy's wife looked up at the camera and put her hand up like that in desperation, like, no, don't do it. And he said, my job is to show what is happening. He was not happy. He was a left-leaning guy. He liked Bobby Kennedy. He was friends with Bobby Kennedy. He liked his politics. He was not happy to see Bobby Kennedy dying. There wasn't anything that he could do. He wasn't a medical doctor. But he was there to document what was happening. And he would take the pictures and he would turn them over to his editors. And his editors, he said, would then decide if they were going to use it or not. He was just there to show people what the reality was. And that's the two different levels, you understand, of information. We talk about fake news and real news. One of it is just to clearly document what is happening there, to show people what is happening. That's really kind of pure journalism. The other part of it is the analysis. So when we see the tragedy of a man dying on the floor, Bobby Kennedy dying on the floor, what is behind it? Why did the man kill him? Who killed him? Was it Sirhan? Or was it other individuals? And I interviewed Dr. Pepper. You should go back and look at that interview. He did a lot of investigation into that, a lot of investigation into the Martin Luther King assassination. It's not as clear-cut lone killer as they always like us to say. They always come up with a conspiracy theory. Usually it's not a conspiracy. It's a lone wolf killer. One man acted alone. Nothing else to see here. Go on. Let's forget about it. We want to investigate the deaths. There he is, laying dying, and that's probably one of the pictures that was taken by Harry Benson. We want to know why he's been shot. We want to know who shot him. And as I was flying back, I thought, this is the essence of what we have today. In most cases, we have the mainstream media that doesn't even want to show Bilderberg. We show up and we say, look, Here's our society is bleeding out. Our society has been shot. We know who did it. We want to investigate who did it. It's these people back here behind these trees in this suburban hotel. They've taken over this private hotel. They want to take over our private lives. They want to take over our countries. They want to shut down our nations and create a supranational organization that answers to them, that makes them rulers of the world. They want to meet together secretly. And this is what they've been doing for decades. We want to do the analysis. We want to not only show what is happening. We not only want to show the bleeding corpse of Western civilization that is lying there bleeding on the floor, but we want you to understand who pulled the trigger. And we want to stop it. We want to do something about it. We can show you that, but you're going to have to be the doctors to do something about it. You're going to have to get upset enough that you will change things. You know, one of the articles that was sent to me while I was gone by Darren McBreen, self-driving cars will double as security cameras, says the Intel CEO. I've told you this many times, haven't I? We've all have. Alex has said it as well. So they're going to use these things to track and to tax you everywhere you go. They're going to know everything about you. But, of course, they will also use it as a surveillance device against everyone. They're putting devices in our cars that will constantly talk to our insurance company, talk to the government. They're going to have not only talking cars that are talking about us, but they're also going to have talking cars that are talking to the road, to the infrastructure, telling it what we were doing at any given time. Well, he went 2 miles over the speed limit. Send him a ticket right away. So just leave maybe a little ping. You just got ticketed. You've been noticed, citizen. You will get the increase in your insurance rate and a fine. That will be in the mail. Or maybe they'll just debit it from your cashless bank account. That's what is coming. That's how they will take over our society. But he says, hey, the benefits, and this is the way CNBC covers for this Orwellian dystopian future that they're creating. People like the people that we see at Bilderberg. CNBC says the benefits of having self-driving cars go far beyond automatic parking or fewer accidents. I don't need a complicated, expensive computer program to park my car. I'm sorry. It's a skill that anybody can learn. In spite of the fact that we've got all these comical videos on the internet of you can see people trying to park and having a big time. No, you can't actually learn it. Most people do this. There's a few people who can't. That will always be the situation. Just like you will always have bugs. You will have these computer programs that are created by human programmers, and they will have problems. Believe me, they will have problems. So you will still have failures. They just won't blame the computers. They'll blame you or something else. But the Intel CEO says driverless cars will double as security cameras. And he said this at the Code conference in California. He said, cars are going to be out there looking. So the next time an Amber Alert comes up and they're looking for a license plate, the cars should be able to find that license plate quite rapidly. And they say, well, and here's CNBC covering for this. They just throw this out there. This is going to be great. We'll be able to find missing children. As if. You know, when we see these dystopian robots that are walking and running and climbing and relentlessly coming. Some of them are humanoid. Some of them look like insects. And they tell us, well, we're going to use them to go into places like Fukushima that we don't want to send humans. Or we're going to use them to deliver medical care to people. And it's like, you're going to use them to hunt people down, just as you showed us in the Terminator. You can see the arms that are already as cylinders. Then they just put the weapons in them. Anyway, they say the idea could bring up concerns about privacy, but the CEO has already thought of how to minimize those worries. He said, we'll have to put limitations on it. We'll have to encrypt that data. We'll have to make sure. I can't tell that it's John's car necessarily. Yeah, right. How are our privacy protections working out for us right now? Are you feeling like your privacy is being protected? Is our privacy being honored by the NSA, by the FISA rules? And he goes on. He says, I think there'll be rules, there'll be new areas that we'll have to explore, but the amount of social good that can come from that far outweighs those concerns. We'll just have to deal with them. Yeah, we do have to deal with it. We have to get a populace that demands a new privacy bill of rights. We need to do it as soon as possible. We need to lay down what these issues are and say, you will not do this. And then we need to have the guts to enforce that as well. Because we already have a wonderful Bill of Rights. We have a wonderful Constitution that is totally, totally dead. Totally dead. Contradicted by things like the Patriot Act that they don't even bother to pretend to obey anymore. We just had, and here's the big story, folks. The big story is that the Obama administration used our surveillance state like Watergate burglars. That's the big story. That nobody in the mainstream media wants to talk about. They talk about their Russian fantasy, their Russian red herring conspiracy, dragging that smelly fish across the trail so the hounds can't track down the fox. But what they don't want to talk about is the fact that we had the FISA court itself. This is not an anonymous political operative talking through the Washington Post or through Fox News or whatever. This is the FISA court itself saying that the Obama administration's surveillance state broke the FISA Act. They also say that the FBI violated the law. So the Obama administration violated the law. The FBI violated the law. But don't worry about that. We're going to take a look at the last meeting that Jeff Sessions had, and we're going to try to entrap him with some kind of a process crime, saying, oh, well, he didn't recall every single meeting, every time he shook the hand of the Russian ambassador, so now we've got him on perjury charges. Remember that it wasn't rape that they came after Bill Clinton for. It wasn't sexual assault that they came after Bill Clinton for. They came after him for perjury for a consensual relationship that was not a crime. But he committed perjury. It was process crime. That's the game that they're trying to play with the Trump administration. And yet, as they're talking about Senator Sessions, did he meet a Russian ambassador? The same day that you have the most powerful people in governments across America as well as Western Europe meeting with the captains of industry and others privately, secretly, and there is no control, no investigation, no interest in the fact that they're meeting. That is the hypocrisy that we're seeing here. So we have to understand where this is headed. We have to look at, because now they're trying to get Jeff Sessions. New demand, says the Daily Mail, new demand that FBI investigate Sessions for perjury as the Bilderberg group was opening. That is the key. But as I said before, there were a couple of issues that made this very, very timely. Number one, as they began this meeting and on their agenda, as I pointed out, Charlie Skelton, great reporter from The Guardian, saying they like to make jokes about things and say we have a diverse group. You know, this guy is from HSBC, this guy is from BP, and so forth and so on. They were also saying, will globalization be slowed? They didn't say, will globalization be stopped? Will globalization be reversed? You see, it's groups like the Council on Foreign Relations. By the way, the people who were with the Trump administration who attended this were with the only one exception. I'm not sure if Wilbur Ross is a member of CFR. The rest of them were part of the Council on Foreign Relations. The Council on Foreign Relations has been dedicated to destroying American sovereignty and establishing a global governance since its inception, going back to Woodrow Wilson and the League of Nations and so forth. And they've had an outsized influence in the State Department. We need to understand that. We need to recognize it. And we need to counter that. Ronald Reagan was not a member of the CFR. But then when he became president, he appointed 300-plus CFR members into the State Department. What difference does it make if they're the ones who are creating and crafting this and you can't follow everything these people are? If you don't, that's my big concern with Donald Trump, is that I'm afraid that because he doesn't put like-minded people in these positions, that his own people are going to be subverting him. We know that the Republican establishment is going to be working hard to do that. But as they're creating, as they're beginning their Bilderberg conference, saying, will globalization be slowed? He not only put up a big stop sign, he dug a pothole in front of their parade that they can't get around for a while. And so this is the arrogance of these people, thinking that they're going to win on this. And then we see the other aspect of this, and that is the Islamic terror attacks that we saw in London. I did a report. CNN is ISIS? Yeah, okay. But Bilderberg truly is ISIS. That is where this all began. The regime change programs that we saw in Libya, creating chaos, turning it into an arms bazaar, funding, creating, training ISIS, then bringing them over here from Syria as we create chaos and civil war in that country, then doing it here in Western countries. That's what we need to understand. And we need to understand, and we're going to talk about false flags when I come back, so stay with me. We'll be right back.
To the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right. 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and, you know, I would be remiss if I did not thank the people who heard about Bilderberg, who traveled, many of them, overnight in order to get there on Saturday. We called a flash mob demonstration. We had a pretty good crowd there at noon. It got messed up because Donald Trump called a rally 10 to 12 at the White House, so that kind of split our reporters, split the crowd, so forth. But many people dedicated to stand with us, to stand against the New World Order. I really appreciate those of you who traveled all that distance to stand there and to show that you understand what is going on. And we really appreciate those of you who stand with us, who support us, who buy our products. It's one of the reasons that we have put this sale that's ending tonight together. And if you take a look at the massive discounts that Alex has put there, that's we've got up to 75% off some of these products. The Trump t-shirts are 75% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, is 65% off. Things like Brain Force, 47% off. So take a look at these sales that are ending tonight. We really do appreciate your support. Thank you so much for standing with us in so many different ways. Those of you who couldn't be there, you have stood with us and supporting us over the years, listening, buying our products, and we want it to be a win-win situation. You know, one of the things that we've added recently is a new line of household products. Hey, take a look at Emmerich's Essentials line of products at InfoWarsStore.com. These are things that are suntan lotion, sunscreen, bug spray, mouthwash, body wash, shampoo, natural deodorant, things that we wanted to cover in the past, but we didn't have a good source that did not have hidden toxic ingredients. So we found somebody who's a patriot, and we did a deal for a private label of these products. And now we've got them at a significant discount over what you would pay at health food stores, at grocery stores that would carry this, major stores that would carry it, all natural ingredients, basic household products. So take a look at that, too. I think the many people who showed up there, a lot of them were very excited about the products and what they had done for them in their life. So we're happy that we're having a positive influence on people in many different ways. And believe me, we really do appreciate your support. Now, I want to throw this out there for people in a little bit of time that we got left. As I saw Prime Minister May come out and say that the Internet is a breeding ground for terrorism, I thought, really, really, isn't this interesting? Just as we would always see Barack Obama pushing gun control after a shooting, now Theresa May is pushing for Internet control after this killing. Because they've already got gun control. Now they're coming for your free speech. And so we understand what is behind this. And I want to point out that when we talk about a false flag, there's a couple of different false flags. Let's talk about it. There's at least three that I can think of. One is where you've got a real event, but it gets co-opted for their legislative agenda. So they kind of use it as a false flag. So that's one of them. Think about this, and maybe you can send this suggestion to me. I think we need to unpack this instead of using one word to describe all these different types of false flags. Maybe we need to have some way to redefine this. So if you've got a good idea of what we could call this, tweet this to me at Libertarian on Twitter. Let me know what you would call this. We need to come up with a name, the baby, because we've got three different levels of deception that the government uses. One, they can take a real event and they can use it for some phony solution like Theresa May is trying to do here. That's what I believe is happening. Or you can take a situation where, let's say, like Pearl Harbor, you know that they're coming, but you shut down the advance warning systems and you make sure that it's allowed to happen. So it's a real attack. But because you've got an agenda here, a purpose, you want them to be able to attack. So you shut down the warning systems. That's also in place here. We also knew that they brought them in. They invited these people in. They documented that they were jihadis next door, so forth and so on. And then there's the false flag where it's all totally baloney. So they are the actors. The government agents are the actors. They pretend that they're somebody else. They create an event and then blame it on this other group. So we got three types of false flags as I see it. Let's come up with some different names on that. Send that to me at Libertarian on Twitter. Join me tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.